Kiddushin Yerushalmi corresponds to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Ayin Beis. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, 15 lines up from the bottom of the page, with the words of Yaakov Bar Acha. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha Amar Shmuasa. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha learned a teaching about the converts of Tadmor. V'chanina v'shur ben Levi chad machshir v'chad makabel, man de machshir makabel, man de makabel le machshir. V'chanina v'shur ben Levi disagree. One said that they are kosher, and one said that we accept them, but they are not kosher because of the concern they might be mamzerim. The one who said that they are kosher says we accept them, but the one who said that we accept them does not say that they are kosher. Rabbi Yosef b'Rabun Amar Rav v'Shmuel chad Amar adnaha Yizak v'chad Amar adnaha Yoeini. Rabbi Yosef b'Rabun said that Rav and Shmuel disagreed. One said that the land of Bavel continues until the river Yizak, and the other one said it continues until the river Yoeini. Am Rav Yehuda ben Anahoros kagoy liyuchsin. Rav Yehuda said, between the rivers, which is the Euphrates and the Tigris, is considered to be like the diaspora for the concept of genealogy of yuchsin. Am Rav Chanina ben Baroika b'shem Rav Yehuda. Rav Chanina ben Baroika, quoting Rav Yehuda, said, Bnei Misha leichoshu lehem ele mishum safek halolos kehanim shesham leikpidu ala gushois. For the people of Misha, we're only concerned about them being halolim, but not actually being about mamzerim, because the kohanim there were not careful to avoid marrying divorcees. Taman Amrin, in Bavel they say, Misha Mesa, Madai Choyle, Ilam Vegrui Goisosos, Chavila Yama, Techilta de Bavel, Shnia, Vegabave, Vetzare, Techilta de Chaval Yama. In Bavel they said that Misha is dead, they can't marry regular Jews because they're certainly mamzerim. Madai are sick because they are doubtful mamzerim. Ilam and Gevuri are deathly ill because most of them are psulim. Chavila Yama is the best of Bavel, means the best genealogy. And Gavavaya and Tzararaya are the best of Chavol Yama. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha b'shem Rav Yoshia, Dor Echad Asav Shevamamzer, Krubi Shimon, Kosher, Dolei Dorosh, Asiri Asiri. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rav Yoshia, said that according to Rabbi Shimon, the 11th generation of Mamzer is Kosher, because he understood that the Pasuk only prohibits until the 10th generation, because he doesn't expound the Gezer Shava of Amoini and Moyavi to permanently say that they're Asa using the word Asiri. Tani Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, the Baisa says Rav Lozer and Shimon, Oimer, Dor Achadasa Shiva Mamza Zachorim Asurim Renekevois Mutorois. In the 11th generation of Mamza, the males are still Asa, but the females are permitted. Rabbi Shmuel Bereid Rabbi Yosi Rabun Asya de Beloza ben Azariah Kirbi Meir. Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yosi Rabun, said that Rabbi Beloza ben Shimon over here in this Brisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Kamad Rabbi Meir Amar Gezeira Shava Bemokam Shabbas. Just like Rabbi Meir holds that when learning Gezeira Shava, the context of the source case is also transferred, and therefore, Ken Rabbi Beloza ben Shimon Amar Gezeira Shava Bemokam Shabbas, Malalon Zchorim Asurim Unakevus Mutorois, Avhocha Zchorim Asurim Unakevus Mutorois. Rulaza also follows this view of Rabbi Meir, that just as in the source case of the Gzeira Shava, which is the Issa of a convert of Amun and Moya of marrying a regular Jew, only the males but not the females are Asa, so too here in the 11th generation of a Mamza, only the males but not the females are Asa. So the Gemara asks, Me'ata filo miyad, if so, that even immediately a female Mamza, Mamzeris, should be Mutta. And the Gemara answers, Uvavad me'asiru normal. The Gezeira Shava only teaches that after the 10th generation, we can apply this concept that the females become permitted. Shalu es Rabbi Elezer dor achad, achad es Rabbi Mamza mahu. And this question is asked of Rabbi Elezer, what is the law as to an 11th generation Mamza? Amalehen haviuli dor shlishi v'ani matari. And Rabbi Elezer answered, no, even if you bring me a 3rd generation Mamza, I will also permit him. Ma'a taima de Rabbi Elezer, delay chai. Why do Rabbi Elezer say this? Because from heaven, there will be ensured that the Mamza will not live long enough to have descendants. V'asa de Beleza k'Rabbi Chanina, and Beleza follows the ruling of the view of Rabbi Chanina, the Amar Rabbi Chanina, achas l'samach l'ayin shana. Rabbi Chanina says that once every 60 or 70 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi deva ba'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings disease to the world, v'makale es mamzerim, and destroys mamzerim, v'noitel imahim k'sheirim shol lefarsim l'chatoim, and he also takes for them the kosher people so that the sin should not be publicized. And this is similar to what Rabbi Levi said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Vav, in Pasuk Yud Ches, B'mokom Hashem Tishachet Ha'Oila, Tishachet Ha'Chatas, Lefnei Hashem, Shelo Lefarsem Es Ha'Chatoim. In the place that the Oila offering is slaughtered, the sin offering is also slaughtered before Hashem. Why are they done in the same place? This is so that the sins of people should not be publicized. And the Pasuk says in Ishayahu, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Beis, Begamu Chochem, Beyavei Ra, and he is also wise, and he has brought bad. Lo Mistavad Lei, Begamu Chochem, Beyavei Toiv, surely if he's wise, then good should come of Hashem. Ela Lelamdecha Sheafilu Ra, Shekodesh Baruch Hu, Mevi Lo'ilam, Bechochma Hu, Mevi'a. This rather to teach that even when Hashem brings bad to the world, he does it with wisdom. And the Pasuk also says there, Ves Devov, Lei Hesir, Bekamal Beis Mereim, Val Ezes Perle Avin. And the Pasuk says there, he has not retracted his words, he will rise up against the house of evildoers and against the help of those that sin. Rav Chuna Amar, a mamzer chai yosem shloshim yom. Rav Chuna said that a mamzer will not live more than 30 days. Rav Zera kad salik lahacha shama kalein kai mamzera a mamzelta. When Rav Zera came here to Eretz Yisrael, he heard people saying about a certain man that he's a mamzer, and about a certain woman that she is a mamzeres. Amalain, and he said, Ma hu kein? How could this be? Ha azlahi de Rav Huna, de Rav Huna ama e mamza chai yosem shoshim yoim. What about the statement of Rav Huna that said that mamza will not live for more than 30 days? Amalei Rabbi Yaakov ba'acha said to Rabbi Zera, Im chayisi kad am Rabbi Abba, Rav Huna b'shem Rav, e mamza chai yosem shoshim yoim, e mesai bezman she'en mefursam, aval im haya mefursam, chai hu. I was with you when Rabbi Abba said that Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, this is only true when his status isn't known by people, but if it's already known, he can live for longer. Rabbi Yasa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, afla asil lover, in a kodesh boruch hu nizkak, ela leshevet Levi. Rabbi Yasa quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that even in the future, Hashem will only purify the psulim of the tribe of Levi. Matayma, what's the source for this? Because the Pasuk says in Malachi, in Per Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, Yeshiv Metzayev, Metayeh, Kesev, Vetayez, Bnei Levi, Vezaki Goysam, Vegoymer. He will sit, smelting and purifying silver, and he will purify the children of Levi, and he will refine them. Amr Bizeira, Ka Adam, Shu Shoysev, Vekois Naki. Rabbi Zera says, like a man who drinks from a clean cup, Hashem will specifically purify the Leviim, because they are the vessels who perform the divine service in the Beis HaMikdash. Amr Behoshia began to lace on a Leviim Nifsad. Behoshia said, should we lose out just because we are not Leviim?